Hey, fuckers, what up? It's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher, you are about to listen to a clip from our show, Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut shaming podcast. This week, we interview intimacy expert and sex advisor Susan Bratton. We talk a lot about all the kinds of orgasms you can have, what might be stopping you from having an orgasm.
How do you not come so quickly?
Yeah,
guys.
How to just get held by someone and have it be meaningful and not want to claw them away from you. And if you want to listen to the entire conversation, you're going to head over to apple.co/GWF. That's apple.co/GWF, where you can listen to the rest of that episode and also our amazing catalog of content, because we're officially on Apple now, as far as like the Luminary channel is on Apple. Again, that's apple.co/GWF.
I publish passionate lovemaking techniques. I basically teach people how to come well.
Oh,
so, you know, there's a place in the world for this, right? Yeah. What I do is, for the last 15 years, I have owned a publishing company with my husband, who takes care of the back end, shall we say?
Right.
And we teach orgasm skills, how to have them, how to have them more intensely, how to have them longer, how to have multiple ones, how to have squirting ones, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. As a matter of fact, what I was working on this morning before we started was I'm doing a 15-week orgasm challenge with all my fans on my newsletter. It's called Come With Me. And I spent a lot of time thinking about all the different kinds of orgasms with little post-it notes up on my wall, like, okay, let's put the squirting one here and let's put the prostate one here. And I really figured out that there are 20 kinds of orgasms that people can have.
Okay.
People,
some of them,
regardless of your genitalia.
Dick owners, vulva owners. It doesn't matter. I mean, there's basically two, there's XX and XY. We're born one or the other. So gender expression is an entirely different thing. You can have any gender expression, but if you have a penis with a prostate, that's going to be different than a vulva. And the three erectile systems in the vulva. So this is where I'm a sex nerd. You can't come well unless you know what all the places are.
Okay. Well, there was a while ago, you know, on Guys We Fuck, because we've been doing this podcast for about 7 years. And there was a while ago where I swore I had an orgasm like on the outside of my butt.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to say that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's wow. And then we kind of fizzled after that because I was like, I don't know if that was a thing. I tried to look it up, got nothing. So
can you speak to that, Susan?
Yes, please. Can you solve the 7-year mystery?
Can you speak to the 7-year buttgasm mystery? Well,
yeah,
buttgasms are a thing. If you think about orgasms, there are locations of orgasms. So touching the tip of my clit, touching my penis, touching my nipple, the deep in my throat. You know, you can have wonderful orgasms.
That's not just
from
the thing a guy says.
No, it's not. That's the
thing. Come deep in your throat. You know that? I feel like that's a thing some dude would say, but I'm glad hearing it from a woman makes me go, oh, maybe it's true.
It's so true. Some of my very best orgasms are throatgasms.
Wow. And
also, when you get that thing activated and you come, it can make it's connected directly to your yoni. And this is like a hollow tube from the top of your mouth all the way down and out your pussy.
Yeah,
and when you start to connect the dots, almost visualizing your body having an orgasm up and down this hollow flute, as it's called, that getting that all activated can make you not just come in your pussy while you're coming in your throat, but it can make you ejaculate, and you can ejaculate from both your throat and from your pussy. There's some crazy orgasmic possibilities out there.
You're blowing my damn mind.
We're real behind.
Can we get up to the basics so I can have some building blocks of how the hell you could come from your throat?
Yeah.
You were talking about erectile tissue. What is the nature of an orgasm? Like, let's start bare bones here.
Sure. Well, an orgasm is really a contraction that sends pleasure signals to your brain.
Right.
And one of the nice things about orgasms is that they're very rebooting to the nervous system. Mm-hmm. You know how you love to get held when you're stressed out, and you know how you love to be hugged and squeezed and it feels so good? That's kind of your body doing that for you from the inside out. That's that's what an orgasm is in some ways. And also,
Okay. Well, I was going to say, I recently made the realization that I was raised by a narcissistic mother, and now it makes sense why I was masturbating all the time from age five. I was just
to calm yourself down.
Exactly.
It's very calming. Yeah. One of the things, you know, we wanted to talk a little bit about giant clit energy today. And I think that when you are really in your orgasm, when you are coming well, when you have intensity of orgasm, when you're really able to stay in the state of orgasm, when you're really able to feel it and ride it like a big wave rider rides an orgasm, when you take the moment of orgasm and you can get into that moment and you can stretch that moment out like taffy, that's one of the things I like to let people know, is that there are all these different kinds of orgasms you can have, and then there are techniques for making them really incredibly sensual and pleasurable. And what's great about it is that almost all the time when you just tell a person you can do this, they go, well, shit, I think I'm going to try. And then they start doing it. That's what I love about teaching orgasm techniques and skills, is that it almost often it's just a matter of being aware that it's possible. I remember the first time my girlfriend said, I'm coming from my throat and it's a thing. We were on a hike.
Thumbs are coming from inside the throat.
Tell me more. She told me about it. And I just started doing it with my partner. And now I'm just incredibly orgasmic from going down on him. It gets me turned on. It gets me going to go down on him. And a lot of times I'm not going down on him for his pleasure necessarily. I'm just getting off on his dick in my throat.
Wow.
And then he's getting off on that, because men get off on us getting off.
Right.
They love
and then
that.
Everyone's happy. Then really everyone's happy.
And I think that really flips the switch on the BJ too. You know, that it's not, I've got to do you. It's like, you are a tool for my pleasure.
Yeah. Right. Wow.
Like the way you think, Susan.
When you come from your throat, what does that feel like?
Well, it does a couple things. One, you feel the contraction up in your mouth. It's like an orgasm in your mouth, but it's also an orgasm in your pussy. You have the contraction in your pussy. And over time, as you do those throatgasms, the spit changes consistencies. So you start out and you're kind of dry, and then the spit starts flowing. And that means you're relaxed. Arousal really can't begin until you're in relaxation.
I just thought the spit starts because you were choking.
No, and there's no, you don't want to choke. You want to, the gag reflex is the beginning of the orgasmic contraction. So you don't necessarily shy away from it. You just, you want to learn how to hold the sensation of that feeling like you're going to gag, but not worrying about it.
You know, that's funny.
Moving through it.
Yeah, because I've always been a fan of giving a blowjob. I've always really liked it. I always get sexual pleasure in it. I think there's some mental sexual pleasure for me in it too. But I do like choking on the dick, and I wonder if that's why, because I'm like secretly onto something that I don't realize.
Yeah, just push right through that. Take a little bit more. You stay in total control, and you just take a little bit more of that. I know. Yeah. There'll be plenty of volunteers. If you want to learn how to give yourself orgasms on a dick, I think you could find someone.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's ever been like, no, please don't choke on my dick.
Not my dick.
The visual I had was just like, of a throat orgasm was just like the girl from The Exorcist, and all of a sudden I'm going to start like projectile vomiting everywhere. I threw up a lot. Like, it's just my body is not, so I get nervous about that.
Are you throwing up or are you coming?
No. I'm pretty sure I'm throwing up. My body's natural response to anything it doesn't want is barf. all the time.
That is, I believe that, and I honor that. And the throatgasm may not be your best avenue for orgasm. You might prefer G-spot awakening and female ejaculation and more yoni massage. Some women find that analgasms are even better for them than vaginal gasms, if
they
you will.
They feel great.
Yeah. I'm gonna forget. I mean, that we have so much pleasure available to us that really, wherever you want it, however you want it, you should get it.
Ooh. But sounds okay. Go ahead.
I did just want to finish off on that, like the spit thing about right. the throatgasm, because it's weird and interesting.
Yeah.
You start out dry and then you get a spit run, which okay. shows that you're beginning to relax and get turned on. And then the spit gets like pre-cum. It gets really clear and super stringy.
Okay.
And then the longer you go, that almost is like what starts to lubricate, so you can slide the penis or a dildo in right. and out
oh.
of your throat.
Oh, I could try without a person. I would
you
probably.
You could try without a person. And then it starts to really run. It gets really runny. And then it starts to get white and foamy. And there are points where if you're having a throatgasm, you need to remove the object from your throat and let that fluid release. And you'll actually open your mouth and fluid will come out.
Like, oh, will you vomit it up or will it just like
it just runs out. It just runs out. You want it to run. You feel that you want to release it out.
Wow. So also what I'm gathering here is it's a lot of it is mental and it's a lot of energy centers. It's almost like you're connecting stuff. Like when you say yoni, I've heard that word before.
Yeah, that's a pussy.
Don't quite know. Oh, pussy.
That's the tantric sex word for a pussy. And a lingam is the tantric sex word for a dick. So uh-huh. yoni and lingam, they're just another sweeter way to say it instead of dick and pussy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. Wow.
They're cute, aren't they? Yoni, my little yoni.
Yeah, I've heard relatives who called it that.
You've heard of yoni eggs?
I guess yoni eggs. Yeah.
Egg you put in
It's actually traditionally made from jade, and women use it to learn how to suck the egg in and push the egg out. And it the vagina is a muscle.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the more muscular it is, the better your orgasmic contractions. So if you can have a penis in your vagina and you can squeeze that penis and manipulate it without even using up and down, in and out friction.
Can your vaginal muscles give it like a hand
corkscrew? Not like a corkscrew.
Oh, okay.
But more like an up and down the shaft type of thing. And that actually activates your orgasm when you do that, when you're using those contractions. It also keeps you from peeing your pants when you get old.
Right. Right.
Practical.
It is practical.
Susan, you're a hoot. Were you always like this?
Horny little girl? Hell yeah.
I guess. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What got you interested in making this a career?
It's my second career.
Oh,
I was a tight ass Silicon Valley entrepreneur for many years.
Oh, and now you're like, fuck it. I'm just going to come all day and all night. And I'm going to tell other people how to come. That sounds way better.
It's a great job. I created my own reality. I didn't want to sit in a room with somebody who had sexual issues and hear all about their problems. Like, ugh, I'd rather kill myself, honestly.
Wait, can we talk about that? So Silicon Valley, you would hear that a lot? Because
no, I think she just didn't want to be a sexual like coach and hear about that. So that she created a space in sexuality that was good. That was not annoying.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I'm all about the up. If I teach you how to come, I'm teaching you the techniques, the good stuff. And it was funny because I started out with orgasm skills, expanded orgasm, female ejaculation, male multiple orgasm. These are kind of the fundamental skills that are next level advanced sexual mastery that people want to learn once they've learned how to have an orgasm. They're like, what kind of other orgasms can I have?
Right.
Then I realized that I needed to teach bedroom communication skills, because if you can't talk about it or ask for what you need, then all the skills in the world are useless.
Yeah,
and then I realized,
energy, right?
Well, it just creates so much stress. I mean, the whole idea of being able to say, I'm not sexually satisfied. What we're doing isn't working for me.
Yeah.
And try to say that to a dude. He's going to have a shit fit every time. It is such a difficult needle to thread. So how can I help people be able to have the conversations?
Right.
And how can I empower, especially the female gender, to believe that their body will tell them what it wants, and to trust their body, to trust their yoni. I always say, she knows, listen to her. She will tell you what she wants. Don't think
I've been
you
trying
don't
to tell
know.
People that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. So right now I'm thinking of, we have a lot of listeners, and this email, this is an email we get a lot, and it stumps me. And I feel like you have the perfect, you would word it perfectly to really get into people's heads with this. People who've never had women who've never had an orgasm.
Yeah.
And, or vaginismus, vaginite, like just like their vagina tightens. It's, you know, they've had sexual trauma, or there's so many women that'll email us that have never, they go, how do you know if you've come? I'm like, well, you haven't, like, you know, like it's very clear. What are the ways to ease into that? What's some like really 101?
Just get a big ass bomber vibrator and stick it on your clit. I mean, let's not overthink it.
But like some people don't like Corinne doesn't like clitoral stimulation, and I do. Like, so every vagina is different. So I imagine too.
Well, like, no, it's not that I don't like clitoral. I just like vibrators are just too. It's just too. It's literally just too much for me. But that's just like because I'm a real easy cum.
Yeah, well, and I think that's great that you're an easy cum and that vibrators are too much. There's different kinds of vibrators. There's vibrators that suck your clit.
Right.
And you can put them on a really light setting. The womanizer of the world. Yeah. There's ones that kind of lick your clit, and there are ones that buzz your clit, and there are ones that rumble your clit. Mm-hmm. And there are ones that go like motorboat, like blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
That one's also a popular one amongst the ladies. So if someone hasn't orgasmed, I would say mess around with a bunch of vibrators. And also one of the kinds of vibrators that I like is a vibrator that both goes internally as well as has a pad that lays over the clitoris. Fun Factory has a good one that is, it's called the Lady Bi. And you can stick it inside. So you're getting the internal stimulation. And at the same time, you're getting the outside clitoral external stimulation. Mm-hmm. And that can help a lot of women who haven't orgasmed. But you can't go wrong with the wand, the big wand, the big the big brute,
the Hitachi,
just to
yeah,
get
that is a
going.
Very, yeah, yeah, that is a lot of settings that vary, and it's a big object. Like the head of it is very big, so yeah, I feel like that's a good.
It covers a lot of ground. Mm-hmm. One of the other things that I think is really important. This is my political statement on the show today, which is that a lot of my fellow sexperts, and there are many of us now, which I'm really happy about. It's a career these days, which is wonderful. But there's a little bit of a mistake in the marketplace that I think it becomes an urban legend, which is that notion of the orgasm gap where it's so easy for men to have an orgasm from intercourse and so difficult for women that men need to spend as much time on oral sex and fingering as they do on just fucking us. And I agree with that part. But what I think people are missing is people don't understand that we have three erectile systems in our vulva, which is the word that instead of vagina, because vagina is just the canal. So taking in the entire female genital system, if you think about those three erectile structures, you're really thinking about the clitoral head, the shaft, the arms, the legs. That's one. That's the clitoral system. Then there's the urethral system, which people call a G-spot, but it's not a spot. It's a long tube of erectile tissue that has a couple of stimulating locations that you can get to really easily. I can tell you what those are. And then there's the perineal sponge on the bottom of the floor of the vagina. Between the vagina and the rectum, there's another sponge. So our vagina
probably got that's probably what I felt when I was with the outside of the anus. Okay.
It is. Well, plus all of the there's nerve endings all around the anal sphincter, because your vagina is a sphincter, your urethra is a sphincter, your ass is a sphincter. So you've got all kinds of tissue around those that's very delicate. Mm-hmm. But where I think we've gone wrong is in telling people to focus on the clit. And when you say to people, focus on the clit, they think the tip of the clit. And that's is very sensitive. And the better you get it coming, the more sensitive it gets. What you really want to do is activate all the erectile tissue of the vulva so that you could come just from the lightest little stroke down the little frilly edge of your inner labia, almost like a butterfly kiss, and it could make you come. You could come from having a hand cupping your vulva.
Oh, once you get how do you get that? How do you get that activated?
You
that
play it. Lovely. Play with it. You rub it, you touch it, you lick it, you suck it, you buzz it, you play with it. And over time, your entire, your whole pussy gets really active.
Yeah.
And it's able to come so much better. And then it's able to come with a penis inside it because really when that's all activated, your entire vagina is wrapped with plumped up erectile tissue. That's called engorgement. And we women have been having sex with flaccid vulvas for way too long.
And I'll sometimes in porn, I'll notice that the woman's vagina is engorged. And I'm like, wait, she's having fun. Like that's how I can tell she's really having fun. She ain't faking having fun.
Well, have you had like a long weekend full of sex where you just fucked for days?
Yes. And the taking the time and going really slow and the light touch for me personally is like, oh my God, Jesus Christ, like that. And then when you feel, it is really empowering too. Cause I haven't had sex in a while, but
I know I'm super bummed about that. Every time I listen to the show and you haven't had sex again, I'm like,
but I will say,
how can I fix this? This is bullshit.
I haven't talked about this, I don't think, on the podcast, but I have gotten to this place where when I masturbate, it's a fucking production and it is
good
fun.
Yeah.
And I will make the earthquake by myself. Like that's the point that I'm getting at. And I'm like, ooh, that's exciting. And I kind of understand like what paces, what temperatures, what all the things so that whenever whoever I date next, we're going to have a good old time.
Good. I'm so happy when I masturbate,
it's all that energy that you have that's emitting off of you, because I could tell you come a lot and real well, that's starting to happen to me. So it's really because I'm treating masturbating like a thing. So
I love hearing that. And that's one of the things I love about your show, the anti-slut shaming. You know, just treat yourself well and come the shit out of yourself and have a great time. That creates as much giant clit energy as having sex with someone else and having good orgasms. Your giant clit energy is already inside you. All your orgasms are already in there. It doesn't require anyone else to give you your own clit empowerment.
Yeah, I'll say. Whew.
Well, that's also a way to like not have to be like toxically connected to people. You know, sometimes I feel like women are just like in it for the sex, and then you can stay in a real toxic back and forth with somebody, and there's absolutely no need to be doing that.
Toxic dick is mesmerizing. Yeah. Toxic dick is, and it's all mental too. A lot of times it's not even that good of a dick. But it's what it embodies to you. But if you can provide for yourself, not only if you can go above and beyond for yourself, I think that is you're in a good position to meet somebody and have a good sex life.
We hope you enjoy that excerpt from our interview with Susan Bratton. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to apple.co/GWF and get yours. Yes.